Joined now by Nicole Martel, who is behind this seniors blanket drive. It is a big day for you, Nicole.
It is. It's the launch day.
Since this thing has kicked off, it's gone bigger and better. Last year, a lot of blankets were collected and distributed.
Yeah, over 600 were distributed and collected last year. They continued to come in even after the deadline. So 600 is where I stopped counting. There were more than 600, but got to stop counting somewhere.
Why are we doing this blanket drive? Like, what is it all about?
It's really a sense of community and a sense of seniors and long-term care, you know, knowing that people do care about them and that they're not just left behind. I say it every year, but often we tend to forget about those people who are in nursing homes or who might be in the community living on their own. You know, I did team up with Home Instead last year, and this year will be as well. Community members who live alone, and they still need to be thought about too.
I see that there are quite a few recipients that you've got on the list this year. Who are they?
We have a lot of returning recipients. We have three new ones, including Veterans Memorial Building, which is also known as Camp Hill. There are people there who have long-term care beds. We also have White Hills Long-Term Care Center in Hammonds Plains, which is a nursing home that holds 58 long-term care beds. We also have the Admiral is on that list. They received a few last year, but they're set to hopefully receive as many as residents as they have. And the other new one that we're doing this year is Fisherman's Memorial in Lunenburg. So I kind of wanted to spread the love, you know, get further into the province and see what other impacts we can make.
I love this. How can people help out?
Ultimately, word of mouth is really the biggest thing. Making sure that people know that it's happening. Of course, when delivery day comes, there's always a need for vehicles to transport. There's need for people to package the blankets because they go in bags of ginormous bags of 10. So though that's always a struggle, you know, with 600 blankets and trying to pack them all. And of course, obviously buying a blanket or making one, it doesn't have to be expensive. It doesn't have to be fancy. Heck, it can be from the dollar store. Just knowing that somebody cares is the whole purpose.